See, the very nature of the ego is such, it wants to do things hard. Because ego is not concerned about what you're doing. Ego is always trying to be one up, that's all. It's a very sad way to live. But the basic nature of the ego is, it is not considered of the quality of what you're doing. Its only concern is how to be one step above somebody else. Isn't it? That is the whole effort. So when that is the effort, doing everything hard naturally becomes source of satisfaction for people. If they do things joyfully, it looks like they have not done anything. Isn't it wonderful you do many things and still you feel you have not done anything? That's how it should be. 24 hours you're working, still you feel you have not done anything. Then you don't carry the burden of everything upon you. You simply go through this life like a child, expressing your capabilities to the fullest and going, that's all. Now you carry it all on your head. Your capabilities never gets full expression and you know everything is breaking, you're getting blood pressure, diabetes, ulcers, everything, simply because you're carrying everything as if it is you who is doing it. So a certain distance between you and your mind, a certain distance between you and your body, a certain distance between you and everything that you see around you, just gives you this freedom that you can do whatever you want with life. But life leaves you untouched. It doesn't wound you in any way. We would like to see the whole world like that one day. When can we initiate the whole world into samyama? It's a long way off, but it's possible.